Not that we were not allowed, but we were compared with Pakistanis. But nevertheless, these things, you know, I wish, you know, things were the other way around also. But there's a huge amount of respect and appreciation we Indians give the Korean, whether it is their automobile industry, whether it is their K-pop culture, whether it is their music bands. My niece, you know, she's a huge fan of BTS. And I promise that next year I'm going to take her to Seoul and to meet. They have this small concert there. So I'll go and take her out there. They are fascinated with their clothing style and their cosmetics, and everything is so perfect and so beautiful. But that's just the life what these people have been living, because in real life, the life is very difficult out there. Not much employment. Everybody thinks, everybody has this social life which they want to show everybody is perfect, but otherwise it's a very, there's a huge cases of anxiety and depression coming from this country. And at the same time, if you're not a Korean, and especially if you're an other Asian, you're going to experience a lot of discrimination, which doesn't happen the other way around. Because when Koreans come to India, you know, we praise them. We praise them for their work. We praise them because if you see, we got our independence in 1947, and 10, 15 years back later, after the North Korea and South Korea war, South Korea got drifted, and they started pretty late, better than what, I wouldn't say ours, but you know, we also have to tackle it. The ratio goes with per person GDP, so theirs is much better. We have a huge population crisis here. But that doesn't give any country the right to say that, you know, you should not be allowed in, you know, a public place. It was a huge disheartening moment for me. And I'm sure every Indian who is watching or who is listening to me right now can probably relate to it. But this is what happens. And if you think that Korea is the only place, not really.